a plan.
With whom can I leave my character sheet?
I will take it.
So, what'd you guys think?
I don't know. I'm always of two minds of it because I like the different approach. Lance and I did this from a FBI / police point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, we basically went cowboy because, you know, authority cramping our style and not believing the weird shit. So if we seemed like we were hanging back a little bit, yes. Mm. But just a little.
Yeah, I recalled somewhere in my mind that you guys had said you've done a little bit of this.
Yeah. That being said, it is fun to approach it from a different angle.
It's definitely a different POV.
Being a waitress?
It is fun just to sit here and listen to you guys' conspiracy theories.
I mean, it's kind of what we are at this point, except some of the conspiracies are true.
Justin, Kyle, what's your take on it, since you've never...
I enjoy it. I think I'm very curious about what's going on.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things, and this is just a table thing, I don't know, like, mechanically, like, how to keep the pace going. And I think that's just on us of maybe, like, needing to make... And again, I think part was maybe you guys holding back, but...
Part that, but also, like, even when we ran through it, like, pacing, we were hitting, like, points where we were feeling stuck.
Yeah.
Part of that I want to put on the fact that... We don't do a lot of Call of Cthulhu, so we're not in the detective mind.
Yeah.
The other part of it is, I think it is pretty well designed that it makes it kind of hard to move forward in some ways.
Yeah.
And that you need this, like, bilateral approach, following different routes to eventually find new locations.
Yeah,
if you keep failing at stuff, it's hard. We get to the house and it's like both of us just fail looking for things, and it's like,
yeah,
okay. I mean, we're not gonna keep rolling to keep looking for things because that just doesn't.
I mean,
right.
All you would have found was, like, through the search, was like a little loose floorboard that led to the crawl space, so you could have immediately found the lockbox.
Yeah, which we did last time we played.
Yeah, and it's like you came with the other approach of,
yeah,
well, is there a basement or something there? And I was like, well, yeah, there's a crawl space.
Yep.
And you found a lockbox.
Yeah, and good Call of Cthulhu design wraps around the idea that every location you go to should give you kind of one clue for free, in quotes, that should hopefully be able to help guide you to the next location, and anything else is bonus. That being said, yes, you can straight up fail Call of Cthulhu games by design.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, this one, I don't know, it is one that I like, but I do think is almost, like, harder to mentally put things together.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot going on, and even trying to think back on how we did it last time, there's some points where I'm like, how did we do that? Because it feels like a jump at times, where it's like, we got something.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one, especially from, like, the police point of view, you get stymied a lot, because there's a lot of... Are you going to break the law, or are you going to stick with it? Which is why eventually we went cowboy.
Yeah,
because it's like,
I got stuck, and so.
Well, also there's like, well, this person exists. They're not important. Let's follow this lead, and as the DM, I'm like, okay.
Yep, and that becomes an interesting design question, and I guess game master question, or is Call of Cthulhu storyteller technically?
Yeah, it's keeper.
Keeper, right. Keeper question of, as a keeper, should you invent new things so people are finding it, or does that potentially, like, ruin the plot, or, you know, introduce something new that you then have to constantly keep in mind as you're moving forward to make sure things feel like they fit right? Because admittedly, like, once you get to the end of it and look back on the chain of events, you go, that makes perfect sense. Of course they're going to do this. But we're dealing with somebody who is a trained ATF agent trying to cover his tracks. He does a good job.
Yeah.
But you can't cover everything.
Yeah. And I really tried to introduce, you know, avenues that you could follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm always of two minds of it. Part of me is like, let the group try to figure things out. If they're stuck, the game does have a mechanic called the idea roll, which is basically your way to say, hey, let me roll int. If I make it, then the keeper will kind of give you a hint or push you in a direction. I don't know. It's something that I like when things are running well, because it means, like, once you understand that, you go, okay, we're kind of stuck. What do we want to do next? Do I have an idea? Give it a roll, you get a little bit more of a push, and it gives you this kind of natural flow to it, where you still stay within kind of the bounds of the game. But at the same time, it is nice to have your GM, your keeper, help kind of keep things on track. I would almost put it to, like, personal preference.
Yeah.
Where, especially since we're newer, getting used to, again, the detective point of view, I appreciate you giving us, like, hey, here's some avenues to investigate.
Mm-hmm.
Call of Cthulhu, I always put down as, like, this is a good game to take notes.
Yeah.
I've got my nice little selection of notes here. But, yeah, it is weird, because some of the momentum is left to the players to have the, quote-unquote, the right ideas. Or just to have ideas in general to follow.
How often did you guys feel stuck?
I'd say, like, twice, maybe. And not necessarily stuck, but feeling like we're more grasping at straws than strong evidence.
Okay, so the thing with this is, at the beginning, you're going to grasp at straws. Because there's not much there.
We're up against Moriarty. He is covering his ass well.
And I don't know, maybe I didn't kind of spell that out.
It's a weird, I think, expectation of the game, where they expect the players to go, this guy's a government agent, he knows his stuff, you should understand you're up against a difficult opponent, which you may or may not believe or come into the view with, especially as, you know, modern day, what do people think about the police and their competency? It's all over the place. Some of them are hyper competent, some of them are maliciously competent, others are maliciously incompetent.
Well, it's also government agent who is well trained in doing the job well versus a laborer, a waiter, and a stuntman.
I think
your class was the only one that really profession that had
foot in the door sort of stuff. But I mean, even as the police agents, we were running into the same issues.
Yeah. But I would say, like, if we didn't have, like, your profession, and this is something where I'm not saying this was right or wrong, but, yeah, like, Lilith was really kind of supporting of, like, well, you're searching, you get this. Like, you were giving us some things when we didn't really know where to go. But if you had been a other, you know, profession.
A firefighter.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what on earth we would have been doing
most
of this session.
That's why I put in the whole Shadow Network. So it's like, I couldn't possibly get these records legally.
Yeah.
But
that's fine.
A guy that knows a guy.
Yeah.
That was how I solved the problem of, no, you pretty much need to be law enforcement to do this one.
So
yeah, or have criminal connections.
Yeah.
The Hobo Network, if we had gone that route.
They see everything.
Especially in a big city,
I mean, I don't think I'm giving too much away at this point. But this guy is not just a regular agent. He's like hyper specialized.
He's a horse.
For a certain type of work.
Yeah. I mean, okay, Judson. So we can run off the idea that he's got fake IDs.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell us about him? He's watched too many spy
movies. Kenyan.
He's Kenyan.
Yeah.
Okay, now you got me going. What's the fucking ridiculous 90s internet? Power Thirst?
Yeah.
Power Thirst. Yeah. Internet commercial. Fucking
love
that.
It was 2000.
That. Yeah, and also, if he was at the church, what does that tell you?
He was either undercover or he believed for a bit, saw some shit, and then walked out. We've got the little bit of a connection that he's...
I don't think we've put together when he was at the church and...
We have not, no.
...the case.
Yeah. We do know that somebody he knows is associated with the whole, hey, we need to get this girl out of this family.
Right. To me, that sounds more like she was investigating the kid, he was going in undercover to find out more,
yep.
And then he saw... the angel.
Yeah, real shit.
Yep. Which, yeah, I would guess, and this is not running on memory because I don't remember the timeline of it perfectly, but I would guess is like a week to 2 weeks since he saw the angel to doing this, or it's been a lot longer and he remembers, ah, this is when Doomsday is. I need to keep her from Doomsday.
And again, you could have asked your contacts, what do we know about this guy? But you didn't.
About which guy?
Yeah, which guy?
George Lewison.
Yeah. Because we're going to his house, so we're going to poke around. Now that we have nothing.
We're
going to
find out for ourselves.
Because otherwise, yeah. I guess that's the thing, is the contacts route is good for some information, but it to me, it risks becoming the primary source of story.
Yeah, yes.
Because it's basically just asking the GM what's the backstory.
Well, it gives you background. See, yeah. I designed it to give you background information that you could find if you were a cop by just talking to other cops, but not something that you could find as a civilian. So basically, I'm not given anything that the scenario doesn't expect you to be able to get easily if
but
you are law enforcement.
Does the original scenario expect you to be law enforcement?
It highly suggests that you should be.
Yeah, okay. It highly recommended it. It does not require it. It, which is kind of Call of Cthulhu's way of saying, yeah, you can work around it, but you've got to do some personal writing,
yeah,
or you have to,
yeah,
have some flexible morality with your characters. Which, again, that was part of the reason why I went with Hacker, was so we could give you a bit of an out and have me access some stuff, and eventually get the NSA on my ass for getting into government files.
I think
all in a day's work.
I think Judson's just putting out
it
feels like it becomes a less of a role-playing kind of situation, and you're just pulling out information instead.
Yeah.
I mean, part of that's on me. I just don't really know how to give you this any other way.
I don't think that's on you, though. That's what I'm saying, is if even in the original campaign they were suggesting you need a law enforcement to be able to access this data.
Yeah.
You know, even if it were not in the form of, like, the shadow, if there was, like, a local cop who was investigating, hey, my former partner just killed himself, I want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, some other, like, local law enforcement that's maybe working adjacent because they're also concerned. Then that way, like, when we need to, we could talk to that person.
I mean, if you would have floated the idea that, do I have, like, a contact that's in the local police department that maybe can tell me something, I would have went with that. Like I said, it's part of it's on me.
No, it's all of us figuring it out, but I think in that case also, if none of us are local, and that's why I was asking, like, if we are all from the same town, some of that's easy, but if we've all driven to Cleveland from other places...
Yeah.
I wouldn't think, oh, who do I know in the Cleveland Police Department?
Yeah.
Well, also, the idea behind this approach is that, yeah, you travel all over the place doing this shit, so you may have made a few contacts here and there along the way.
Yeah. And I don't know if it was your point or not when you were saying it, but from the approach of gameplay, us finding the clues feels a lot better than us getting the clues from somebody else, which it is... admittedly a very, like, fiddly difference,
because
it's like, okay, well, you're still talking to somebody and getting the info, but it feels better when it feels like we earned it, I guess, would be the way I'd phrase it.
Yeah, and I tried to make it so you didn't get anything you didn't ask for. I was gave you a little more on that last one, but...
Mm-hmm. And part of that was the fact that I was like, we forgot what we asked for.
Yeah.
Which is fair. Because I know at first I was floating the idea of, like, hey, look into the church. But once we started to get the info with, like, Johnny Zero there, it was like, ooh, that's in. Go dig up stuff on him. Because, part of the idea was trying to use them to... Basically, well, we're doing something. We can have them do something else to get information for us. And then if they don't get enough, or if we don't find enough, we can use the other to try to fill
the,
in.
Yeah, the idea is for them to give you background information for you to take and use as avenues of investigation. That's what I was trying to do with it.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, they told you that, yes, Lindsay is a person, and this is how she's connected to the Bellflowers, this is how she's connected to George. This is George. This is what he does. This is the Bell Floors. What's the deal with happening with their church and stuff?
And I think, again, having not known the campaign, like, hindsight-wise, for example, connecting, like, Lindsay and George, for example, when we were talking to the lady at the church, she was like, oh, and then that nasty woman, Lindsay, came in here and tried to da-da-da-da-da. And then, like, we find out from the neighbor, oh, yeah, it's his nephew, Lindsay. Mm-hmm. Like, things like that, I think, feel rewarding to be like, ah, wait a second.
Court board approach.
Yeah.
I tried to have...
I need a court board.
Multiple people mention things.
Yeah.
It's like the pictures. One was obviously his daughter, and the other was Lindsay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's part where it's like that last little step is what we were missing to be able to connect it ourselves.
Yeah.
And that was named to the photograph somehow. Not even necessarily there,
but even if
somewhere else to then connect those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even if that's like on, like, written in handwriting, like Lindsay's 14th birthday.
Yeah,
88
if he's the type of person to do it,
but
or
basically
find it elsewhere. Yeah.
Where I went into that is like, yeah, you can find that there's another person that he's close with here. The neighbor knows who she is.
Yeah.
You found out elsewhere that he does have a daughter. You could have talked to her.
No.
They would know.
Well, that's all stuff that in the future we could do, but with limited time.
Yeah. It's the weird thing with pacing with this too, where it feels like if we sit here and we call everybody we know and then we make the next steps, it feels like we're moving too slow
for getting that case.
Yeah, and part of that is it's the grasping at straws feeling. We're trying to get that like strong grasp on something, and as a result, we are pulling at a lot of things. So part of that I think is like by design, and I think is good.
Parts of me wish that we don't start with the kidnapping and we start like a day before the kidnapping, where we get like news about like this weird angel thing like popping up.
I would be opposed to that simply for the fact that it suggests you can stop the kidnapping.
I mean, it suggests you can, but you might not get enough information.
Yeah, he's covering his ass so well, I would not be too worried about that personally, but not without metagaming. Like, if we ended up there first and we were like, we're going
to mess up the
timeline.
We don't have to, like, know that there's going
to
be a kidnapping. Well, we could just know about, like, the church and find, like, where we get the supernatural thing before we get the kidnapping.
It's a possible approach.
I'd have to work it a bit, but yeah.
Yeah. It provide a different entrance to give a, as you're suggesting, give a stronger approach for those who are non-law enforcement.
It would allow you to breathe for like a day before like
shit pops off.
Yeah, I'm feeling rushed.
Yeah, even maybe some pre-information of like, yeah, we're together at the restaurant, there's like a TV over in the corner, and like there's just been a shooting at a grocery store in Cleveland. Just like as some news that you hear. And then we get a contact saying, actually, this thing...
use it as like an inciting incident?
That we're not even a part of, but we maybe hear about it in the news, something to kind of soft lead in. Is that more what you mean, or what were you thinking?
I'm thinking like actually being like in the town, in the area for like a full day so that you can investigate the church without feeling like you need to investigate the kidnapping, so you don't feel as rushed on time to find the girl.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, so that first day is, you know, somebody leaked or somebody from the church who has also left was like, yeah, there's a fucking
ghost.
Black ghost angel that showed up weeks ago. I eventually, like, went out. And that gives us as ghost hunters an in. Well,
and then the
supernatural
next day
hunters,
the shooting happens?
Yeah, and then the shooting happens. I mean, I do like the flow from that point of view of, like, an FBI kidnapping somebody. Yeah, I can see conspiracy theorists getting interested. It's a little bit harder to, you know, pull us out there. Some of the fine details obviously are going to perk interest, but yeah, starting with the angel, I think, would start stronger for this group. But again, this is a lot of hindsight, which
right.
is
Yes, and potent. Also requires me to rewrite the beginning of the thing. So.
Well, that's what we're saying, is it's not on you or anyone else. Yeah. It's just like, if we're critically looking at the original story as it was developed.
Yeah. How could we change it so it feels like it fits better for a group? Because, responding to a kidnapping is perfect for law enforcement, people with authority. We are not people with authority outside of a little bit of stunts, driving, and supernatural investigation. Having something that's like supernatural foot forward gives a stronger pull, but I mean, we get to the same place in the end.
I can see it. Like, the scenario was not designed that way, so there would be some work on my end.
Yeah. It's what I would call like a second pass polish, where it's like, oh yeah, that works well for this. Here's a second entrance for non-law enforcement, which were designing it like they could have done.
And again, also, I'd be very worried, probably not justifiably worried, but worried that if you come into it before the kidnapping, that gives you a chance to stop the kidnapping.
I mean,
I think as the keeper, you can just...
You can do it,
It gives you the theoretical possibility, but...
The chances of us going to the grocery store where it was going to happen.
It's one of those things where it's like, this probably won't happen, but what do I do if it does?
Yeah.
You can call narrative audible and be like, oh, they picked her up at the library before she can get to the grocery store.
Yep.
It's just a fear of putting myself in that session.
That's fair, Don't get me wrong, that can be a fun place to be in, but it can also be a royally nerve-wracking place to be in.
I think another thing for me, just for Call of Cthulhu with the games we've played so far, and this is maybe, again, how it's supposed to be set up, but maybe a bit more structure for me to understand, like, who we are and why we're doing this from, like, a organizational standpoint. Just in the sense of, like, the games we played, like, we are just, like, random nobodies,
but
respectfully. And then, like, the four of us are the ones leading this investigation.
Well, the unofficial one.
Right, but...
To be fair, I think Call of Cthulhu tends to fall into this problem. It relies a lot on what I will refer to as the invitation to the uncle's mansion approach.
Yeah.
Where it tends to pull people together through very, like, light means, and then the seriousness of the scenario tends to keep you together.
Well, it's the very basis of Call of Cthulhu is that you're just regular people,
right? And, but like, have we been adventuring before is what it sounded like.
And I think what could have fixed that for you is if we would have had stronger character creation with more time dedicated to it.
Potentially,
well, more of a session zero type thing,
or at least something building on, like, what have we done before, how do we, I don't know, just something more about, like, why would the four of us who should not be investigating this, like,
and
why are we the ones doing it?
And like I said, I tried to throw that in there, and there just wasn't a lot of time spent on it.
It's more like I said, it's a me thing of not really seeing the angle for
looking for the character investment, what's driving you.
It's a suspension of disbelief. I'm like, okay, fine, we're doing this, but
and
no offense to Wayne, but why would we have a Canadian with us? I'm just saying.
Hello.
Hey.
Is he our diversity hire?
I'm not a home man.
You gotta have one.
Gotta have one Canadian.
We're finishing up here.
It's always been a thing I think I've had with Cthulhu sessions in general, is they, as I've watched other groups play it as well, I've seen them basically approach it with a lot of the yes and approach to what's our background, we'll find out as we play and we'll yes and it. Which is, I mean, it's a choice, it's not for everybody, it doesn't work for everybody, it's I don't know. Especially having read through some of the books, they don't have a lot of, like, how does group get together built into it. A lot of that tends to more come from the scenarios, and those tend to be kind of very light passes. It's the usefully vague approach, but that does then imply that somebody's got to do the legwork. Thus,
yeah.
Which, yeah.
Even if there was like a, you know, 30 seconds of, so you're all actually part of a cell of this organization, like it's very loose, but you've all had brushes with the supernatural, you all have contact with X, and, you know, they will send you out, and you know that they will also provide you money for services rendered. They would, whatever these things, just saying, like, this is part of the thing you are. You don't know who the other cells are, but, like, you are responsible
That's
for finding these
great.
Things out.
Kind
but
of.
But a lighter version, like not military.
Yeah, I mean,
because otherwise, like, I don't
civilian. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I tried to do here.
No, again, it's not you. It's just
it's a good first pass of it. Is kind of the is what I'm coming at it with. Because, I mean, how do you figure out what you need to add to it without running it?
And that's where I was saying, like, even at the beginning, like, I was trying to find out, like, how do we all know each other? Like, if the four of us are really like going out adventuring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I was saying, like, the four biddies, or, like, we all
well,
already are connected in that way.
That's why I went with, well, what happened to you, and who did you bring into this group?
Yeah.
And that's something I stole from Monster of the Week that I tried to incorporate into this to make it work.
No, and I think, again, it's nice because it does add that connection. I would go a little step further, like, not just how did you bring in, but, like, for example, we met at a movie set. But then there wasn't really a, like, well, what did we actually bring in? Like, what was the moment that said, okay, look, this is going to sound weird, but I believe in this thing. It's like, I had this experience too.
I think I could improve that just by adding the word why and why at the end of that.
Could you make it small scenes?
Yeah, vignettes.
I mean, vignettes. Yeah, that would definitely fit into a much better session zero. It's like,
yeah.
Yep.
This is who you are.
How do you meet?
Let's do these small scenes.
Yeah.
Everybody gets one.
Mm-hmm.
And preferably it would be your brush with the paranormal involving somebody else.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Or mix the two if you're so lucky.
I mean, like how we did. I start with you, do your little scene. Then who did you bring in? I forget who it was, but...
So
yeah, yeah.
Important.
And it's like, okay, play that scene where you brought them in.
Yeah. The other approach I would say is just, yeah, go back to Monster of the Week. Their approach to it is like, what, you've got four or five different specific setups for how you connect to people. Again, it's more work on you,
mm-hmm.
but the specificity helps players latch onto something and build. It's that weird thing where what's the best way to become more creative? Give yourself a constraint. Because you need to focus yourself a little bit to start branching out. Yeah, because Monster of the Week has some, like, great ones.
Yeah.
Where it's like, cool, you saved this other person's life. Tell us about it.
Yeah.
And those little setups are great, but they do take time to write.
Yeah.
I will not, like, claim that it's like, oh, it's just a sentence. The thought that goes into it is much more than just writing a sentence.
Yeah, I do remember the good Monster of the Week group we had, and
mm-hmm.
that was just... such an interesting dynamic, and it fit together real well.
Yeah,
and
those connections knit it together real fast.
And I would love to recreate that for this, but
mm-hmm.
again, it's a lot of work, and
yep.
I'm still trying to do that.
Yeah, find what works and whatnot. Yeah, but I mean, again, you walk away from it, learn what people are looking for, what's going to work better, and set aside time for that next time when you're developing. That is a great little way to, like, learn and go. I think us as a group, it would be great if for almost any of these Call of Cthulhu stuffs to create those little short lists in the classic web of, like, all right, cool, pick two people, explain, or not explain, but choose one of these options for how you know them, bam, instant connection.
Yeah.
And it, same with Monster of the Week, it's that consent is required as well, so it goes, hey, I think I know you this way, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because the moment you start explaining somebody else's character to them is a bad moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, result is we played through, we were investigating, we enjoyed it, but
mm-hmm.
just... If we're specifically asking, well, you know, what is the constructive perspective?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, things. Always
and
things.
I really do try to take this as constructive, but...
Yes, please do. This is not us tearing
yeah.
things apart.
Yeah, but there is that small part of me
of
that's
course,
like...
Yeah.
Oh god, why did I fail?
You've got to push it into a cage and beat it with it.
Yeah, but it's
you didn't fail. That's the important thing. Yeah. Failure.
I mean, for me, I love to fail my way to success. Like, I actually, my perspective's on it. Man, I screwed up.
Yeah.
Now I know what I need to do next time.
Yeah, but fail faster.
Yeah.
I honestly can't think of how you properly fail role playing, which is weird. I think
be an ass person.
Yes. Yeah, I was gonna say most of it's more that.
Yeah, is more personality. I honestly, as a group, I'm never opposed to somebody being like, especially if they're running the, specifically if they're running the game, to be like, hey, give me 5-10 minutes to get things back on track. Like, everybody enjoy a little break, whatnot. Give me 5 minutes to work things out.
Yeah.
It's something I need to give myself more often.
And that was the thing. Useful. I was scrambling there a few times. Were you guys okay with that?
Yeah.
Ed,
and again, feel free to communicate it. Just say, give me a minute.
We are a group that is... enough of us has ADHD and other attention issues that we can split focus and keep part of our brain busy while we pay attention.
One of the first DMs I ever had for the Masquerade... every 3 minutes we would do a thing and go, all right, what do you guys want to do? We're going to go do this. Okay. Give me a minute. Go and smoke.
Yeah.
And you come back in. Okay. So here's what happens. Yeah. And they're like, okay, we try this.
Honestly, I think that works really well for Masquerade because they tend to be wheels within wheels sort of stuff.
This did not.
This
was so obnoxious. Well, because it's
too frequent.
Too frequent that we ended up not really being able to tell much of a story in that time.
Yeah, it's fair.
That reminds me, I'd really love to play World of Darkness again. Just the thought of just being a regular ass person.
I love World of Darkness. Every time I want to run a house on Madison, we lose half the people in the game.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, fuck. The whole idea behind House on Madison, and how you're at least somewhat familiar with the World of Darkness as a whole. Mm-hmm. The idea of House on Madison is everybody lives within the same house, but you are each another fractional element of the World of Darkness.
Okay.
You'll have your human, your hunter, your werewolf,
the
your
weird
vampire.
Fucking Middle Eastern dude making traps in the basement.
So this is the real
fucking
world,
like,
is what I'm hearing.
Yeah,
it's just a reality TV show.
Yeah, it's basically the real world.
It's basically, we started out with the human book, and then we all transitioned into one of the other books.
One of the individuals. So you'd have somebody die and become diced and come back for it.
I had a character die, and that character died. Just disappeared. Decided he was going to leave.
Yeah, it's like, this
showed up as someone new next time. But you get, like, weird special abilities. Like, I remember that one was just, like...
That was after you did the rule change to the different system.
Yeah. That was the... Part of the problem was just, like... If you run it with actual World of Darkness, you basically have to go, here's your book, you need to become the master of your own character. You cannot ask me how everything works. You can ask me how some stuff works, but any of the you-specific stuff, you kind of need to be the master of yourself.
And then I was
because,
like,
I can't know everybody's specifics.
Systems.
Then I was like reading an actual World of Darkness book, and I was like, okay, I see it's trying to tell me something, but what the hell is it?
Yeah, so part of it was like, all right, cool. Can we transition to a system which makes it easier to understand how everything binds together? Mm-hmm. And we kind of started to lose some of the flavor as a result. Yeah. So it's one where it's like, I would love to do it, but it does require homework, and that is a hard ass, I will admit.
I need to head on, so I don't want to start a whole new chain, but did you see in Planescape, like, the glitch characters, that format? Basically, when you create a character, you also create two additional characters from the beginning of the game. And if you die, you basically take on basically a parallel universe version of your character.
Interesting.
So they're all your glitch characters are basically like...
Alternate versions
of different... Yeah, like as they might appear in different...
Because that sounds like the Numenera and the Strange...